Yeah, yesterday at this time we got into a discussion, and the topic came up about, because we were talking about the 3D printed steak.
Yeah.
You remember
right.
that?
Yes.
And then we got into some of the taste testing things we have done, and a reference was made to, well, we just talked about wanting to taste test the new Lady Gaga Oreos.
Oh,
we
yes.
We talked about this, they
yes,
come out,
yes,
but
yes,
I hadn't
yes.
seen them. And Pat, I think you said that you had seen them or saw them come out. Or we got a message from
message.
A listener.
Yeah, a message. Yeah, I didn't see them.
From a listener, Robert, who said that, hey, saw them and actually got them. In fact, Robert kindly came to the station yesterday, Robert, mm-hmm. thank you, and dropped off a package of those Lady Gaga Oreos.
Mm-hmm. Very nice of him. Yes.
So we are going to be able to taste test and tell you just what we think about these Oreos. Now, before we do that, another listener sent me a message, heard this conversation. And heard us make reference and says, you know, whenever you talk about food and taste testing things, you always make this reference to this Thanksgiving dinner thing. What's that about? And I realized, you know, some people...
It's pretty corny.
Well, it was. So I thought maybe we need to revisit that for just a moment. So yeah. I've gone back in time. And I've packaged together, it's about a minute and a half here of the audio to give you the full flavor.
Full flavor,
if you will.
You don't want it. You don't want it.
What happened?
You're making us relive this.
Well, just to put it in,
traumatizing.
Well, just so you don't want to leave people out of our conversation.
We can
contrast
and compare and, with what yes. we did then and what we've got to taste now.
One of those times, I'm glad I was home.
I'll tell you what, we'll do this. While I'm doing this, perhaps in studio, Pat and Dave, you could come into the studio here and you could actually. Find yourself. I have the package of Lady Gaga Oreos right here.
Okay.
Perhaps you guys can come get one,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll be prepared to actually taste them on the air after
okay.
we go through.
What color are they?
They're pink, with the green cream.
Pink and yeah. green.
Pink and green.
Her favorite colors.
Yeah, I think it's a part of her favorite coloring.
Okay.
So last November, just ahead of Thanksgiving, this is the one of the taste tempting. Segments that didn't quite go as well as others have gone here on the Morning Team show. It sounded like this. Recently, you might remember, I brought forth the story of Thanksgiving dinner in a bag. Brock's releasing a new bag of candy corn called Turkey Dinner Candy Corn.
You found it?
I have in my hand Brock's Turkey Dinner Candy Corn. Which, I don't know, here, give this a sniff. What do you think?
Yeah, okay.
So is there variety in there?
Well, yeah. If you read in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, here we go, Dave.
There's six things in here.
You've got green beans, roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, ginger glazed carrots, sweet potato pie, and stuffing.
We would never want anyone to do... anything unless we, of course, were willing to do it first for you, especially when it's something totally brand new and something that sounds so taste-tempting as Thanksgiving dinner turkey candy corn. I'm sure you want to rush out to the store and get these yourself. So what are we going to try first? Do we go for main course? Do we go for a side dish here, guys? What do you think?
Well, we'll go for the main course first. You get right, the
so
vegetables
gonna, we,
last.
All right, right. So we're going to drive.
Hopefully turkey.
Hopefully the turkey, all right.
So the turkey is the
I think
dark,
of the dark brown.
Dark brown.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. All right,
here we go. Remember, it's not candy, it's dinner.
Yeah.
No, okay. No. Sorry for eating in your ears. So.
Well, it's not the worst thing I've ever had in my life. I'll say that.
It's pretty close to it, though. I gotta say. Oh, my God. What do you want to try next?
I'm going to go with the vegetable. Let's go with the green.
The green bean?
Green bean.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I gotta tell you, I'm sorry, but it's not getting any better. We don't have Brock's on the air as an advertiser, do we?
No. Thank
well,
God.
Well, we're not going to. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but...
They fail. They failed the test.
Would it be really rude to say that I may vomit? and that was just a few months ago, yes.
God.
So...
So I'm so sorry I missed that. Yes.
That was, again, it gone wrong. And this is why we make those references. We apologize for those that didn't hear it originally that we make these references. We don't want to leave you out, but that's why we just brought you up to speed.
I'm very sorry you did that, though.
Why is that?
Because tonight for dinner we're having turkey and stuff.
I'm sure it will be better.
Yes. Gotta be better.
All right. So the Lady Gaga Oreo package, thank you again to Robert from Saginaw. It's a beautiful pink package here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It says Lady Gaga on the front.
Yeah.
You open it up.
Kind of flashy like her.
Yeah, and you get they look like Oreos. I mean, they're the regular size Oreos.
Yeah, it says Oreo right on it.
Two wafers and the cream filling. If you flip it over, though, there should be a design or a Lady Gaga. There's either a picture of Lady Gaga kind of dancing or the word Chromatica from her latest album or a heart.
Yeah. All right, I guess I've got the one of her dancing.
Oh, okay. I got Chromatica. Okay.
She's got the... Are they moon? What do you call platform?
I think just platform.
Platform boots.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's what she's got on.
Hair is flowing.
Yep.
Okay.
And dresses wildly going all around.
Hair going everywhere. Yes.
That is an intense green.
All that on a cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Oreo can pack a lot on those wafers. So, if you do it with standard Oreo cooking, first of all, of course, you have to pull it apart.
Of course.
You're right, dude. Yeah. That is an intense green.
Yeah.
Boy, that's
it's
like
gonna
a same.
Turn your mouth
is
green.
It a mint flavor?
Well, let's find out.
We'll find out.
Ah, okay. Oh.
It tastes like an Oreo.
The cream tastes just like
Oreo. Yeah, it's just colored.
If I had my eyes closed, I'd never know it was green.
I wouldn't either. No, nope, so same thing.
Just colored then.
So you did the wafer, right? So the wafer is like...
I do wafer and... Yeah. I always eat the wafer and cream at the same
time. So you don't pull it apart? Really?
No.
No, I don't either. Dunk them a lot.
Really? In what? Coffee, milk, or what?
Coffee. Okay. Yeah, or something hot.
Anything.
Coffee.
Oh. Yeah, the wafer is, So it tastes...
it's an Oreo,
okay,
everybody.
Yeah.
You're okay.
You're
going to
be okay.
It's fine.
Oreo has passed the Lady Gaga test.
It's passed. And it makes a nice conversation piece.
It does.
It tastes good, and you're not wasting your money. Yeah. And, goodbye.
That's right.
Is the same price as regular Oreos, I wonder?
I think so.
Hmm. You know, I don't know. I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Robert didn't say. But Robert, we appreciate you going through the effort of purchasing these and bringing those to us,
right?
By the way.
Yeah, we appreciate him doing that for us.
On the package, it even says, this is a cookie inspired by Chromatica.
Okay.
So, to the good folks that make Oreos, I ask this question. Why?
Why not?
I guess that would be the answer.
Sell more cookies.
That's right.
I'm gonna sell those Gaga fans.
I'm going to take a flyer and see if we've got something there. Robert, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, you're live on the radio, Robert.
Yeah.
I just took you because I thought it was you. So just...
you guys are taking chances.
Yeah, we are, Robert. We took a chance on the cookies you brought, so thank you again. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, if they could eat that Thanksgiving candy corn, they could take a chance on you.
I tried that after you guys. You're right. That candy corn was really bad.
You actually tried it after
you
we
tried
went
that,
that,
Robert? Really?
Yeah,
you
I'm into
trust
that kind
us?
Of stuff. what do they say? Some people are just into being really, I can't think of the word right now. I'm sure you can think of some.
Adventurous.
Andrew Zimmern has a show on the Travel Channel or one of those channels just for you. It's called Bizarre Foods.
you guys all ought to sign up. No.
So we want to know what you thought of the Lady Gaga cookie then.
Well, I thought it was just a little bit different flavor from the regular Oreos.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's more of a vanilla, I think, flavor to it. I saw the picture of Lady Gaga on there, and there's a few things that could be said that I don't think you want to hear on air.
thank you, Robert.
Probably for the best.
We appreciate that.
Well, we're going to have a look at that package.
The price was the same price.
Oh, it was all good.
They sale, like $2 for $6, $3 a package.
Well, we appreciate you making it part of your shopping experience, and again for showing up here at the studios and bringing them to us, Robert. That's very kind of you.
When I get a chance, I like listening to your show in the morning so much that didn't know what you guys could do with Lady Gaga cookies, but I think you did a pretty good job of giving the deal in there to compare with.
And I'm sure she appreciates it.
Yeah, and Robert, There's a company that has a new filet mignon out. If you have a chance, you can get us a few of those.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good.
Robert, thank you again. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, you guys take it easy. Yeah,
thank you.
Dan, thank you for being such a loyal listener, too.
All right, and you won't have to keep a poker face to eat these, and you don't need a million reasons to eat these cookies either. There, I just threw out two Lady Gaga songs for you.
Hard to top that, Pat Johnson. Thank you.